If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how. Lisa Blue. Lisa
Blue. Lisa Blue. Now everyone's talking about her. Good morning, Lisa Bloom.
Good morning. How I love you, Stephanie.
Good job, everybody. Good job. Good girl. Mama's so proud of you.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Mama.
People, everyone wants to know, where can I see your future wife on TV? I'm like, everywhere. Turn on any channel, anytime. She's there.
It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Wow. I'll say, nicely done, ma'am. Nicely done. Wow. I mean, this is huge. It's hard to underestimate. And I was just talking to Eric Bollert about, they should have fired Bill O'Reilly so long ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the fact that it took all of this, and you were, you know, tipped it in at the buzzer for us. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, listen, of course they should have fired him in 2004 when Andrea Macris, his first accuser, God bless her, had recordings of him with his disgusting, sexually explicit talk to her.
Yeah.
She got driven out. But, you know, listen, I knew 3 weeks ago when I took this on for Wendy Walsh that we were going to take him down. And I knew that I had the media strategy and the legal strategy to do it. Fox News, you know, the reason why they pay millions of dollars to women to silence them is because they hate the bad publicity. They hate it.
Yeah.
And so what it took was women coming out publicly, being willing to show their face on camera and tell their stories on camera, and then are keeping it in the news day after day.
Yeah.
And on the legal side, you know, the ability to call that hotline. Remember that old song? Hotline,
yeah.
Hotline.
I call into the hotline. Okay,
that's
go ahead.
It. That was kind of our theme song. And calling into the hotline with each of my three accusers, spreading it out over 3 weeks so it would constantly be in the news. I knew it would ultimately drive them nuts and drive him out. And so we nevertheless, we persisted. And I'm
yes,
so
you
glad
did.
That we got that great result.
Yes, you did. Lisa Bloom, specifically. Lisa Bloom.
You blocked the shot.
Yeah, Lisa Bloom blocked his shot, everybody. Yeah, I mean, but it really is amazing. What did he, you know, what was his whiny little statement? Like, oh, this is disheartening, all these unsupported claims. I'm like, really? All of them? All five that you settled and all the new ones?
In your voice?
Right.
No, really?
Actually, they're not unsupported. So what was going on behind the scenes is I was, you know, we gathered witness statements and evidence, emails and texts for each of my accusers before we came forward, because I'm the kind of girl that does my homework. And once we called into the hotline, that triggered their legal obligation to do an investigation. And I was in constant contact with the Fox News lawyers, giving them our evidence and our witnesses. I was on the phone with them when they're talking to witnesses who would say, yes, the day after that fateful day in 2013 when Wendy Walsh had dinner with Bill O'Reilly, and she says, you know, he told her she wasn't going to get the job because she didn't sleep with him. You know, she called a bunch of friends and told them, and they remembered.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, the company, which had every economic motivation to keep him, found, in fact, that the charges were well-founded and there was good evidence to support them.
Lisa, we talked about this. I mean, obviously, you were on TV as saying this is a very important first step. There's a lot more to be done at the network. I'm sure you've read these numbers that they have paid $68 million for these sexual harassment things. $48 million of that went to the men who did the harassing,
right.
Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes.
Right. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Right.
So, I mean, listen, a lot of women have engaged in these confidential settlements, and I've helped some of them, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want them to feel bad about what they did. You know,
yeah.
I support women making the choice that's best for them. Many women come to me, I've been doing sexual harassment cases 30 years, I still do a lot of them, and they're so terrified about their careers. And so the best choice for them is we write a confidential letter, we have some negotiations, they get some money, they move on to the next thing. But for others, there's different choices. And for, you know, Wendy Walsh speaking out publicly, I knew it would flush out other accusers. My second accuser, Perkita Burgess, the African-American woman who he called hot chocolate, I think was really the catalyst. Because I told the Fox News attorneys about a week before we came out with her, I have another one. It's going to be explosive. I'm going to bring her out. And they said, oh, well, you know, can you come to us first with her? No. I'm going to use my strategy. Thank you very much. And ultimately, when she came out publicly, I think that was really the last nail in
and
the coffin.
Listen, I know the kind of hate mail and tweets I get. I can only imagine you. I love our friend Tashina Arnold retweeted you and said, this right here, I can see why SM Show loves her so much. Because you said, yes, this Jew lawyer is going to stand with African Americans and everybody else that, you know, is discriminated against, and good for you.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some white supremacist site calling me a kike and this horrible N-word about my client. But, you know, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I do not care. And none of us should care about the hate tweets. My clients, this is one of their primary concerns. God bless Perkita. You know, she's not a TV person. She was a temp, and she was very scared. And she said, people are going to, you know, the trolls on Twitter. And I said, Perkita, you mean to tell me you're not going to do what needs to be done at your moment in history because of Twitter trolls?
Right.
She said, well, you know, yeah, you're right. But to every woman out there and every person who's discriminated against or harassed or abused, please ignore that stuff. Don't let those people bring you down. Take care of business. Stand up for your rights.
Lisa, it's brave women like all of them and you. 86% of the resistance is women. You look at starting from the women's marches. We are the ones that are going to take back this country. I know you said your phone's been ringing off the hook. I know Allison Camerata said, look, I was there for a long time, as you all know, and I know a lot about the culture. Talking to my friends, there's a feeling there's more to come, that this isn't the end.
Yeah.
What can you tell us? I know that obviously Sean Hannity has now been mentioned. I don't know what you know about that. And this weekend has been accused.
I don't know what I read, that there's a woman who makes a claim that's very similar to Wendy Walsh's claim, that she was a contributor, that he invited her back to the hotel room. She said no, and then she's frozen out ever after. That's what she's claiming. I don't know her. I haven't spoken to her. But yes, it's a horrible culture over there at Fox News. It really is. And, you know, the worst part is not just women hear a comment or a stray remark or even somebody hitting on them. The worst part is that their careers are affected, that they don't get the job or they get fired from the job if they complain. That's the part that enrages me. That's the part that motivated me. You know, it's just unacceptable in 2017.
I know Hannity said, the woman who accused him, it's part of a coordinated effort now afoot to silence those with conservative views. There's no, you know, plan to silence conservative views if you're not sexually assaulting women or harassing them, right?
Yes, and listen, I've gone after harassers of every political stripe. Every, you know, it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is how you treat women in the workplace.
Right.
Stop it. Just let us have our careers. Judge us on our skills and our merit, not on whether we're willing to sleep with you, and you won't have a problem.
Yeah. As Ann Romney would say, stop it. This is hard. right?
Stop it.
Yes. Knock it off.
This is hard. You want to try it?
Okay. Lisa, so what, when you, obviously you say your phone's been ringing off the hook, so what, where is the next, shoe to drop? Like, this is not over with O'Reilly, it sounds like.
I don't have anything further to announce until I'm ready to announce it.
Okay.
You know how I am.
Mm-hmm. You always tell me first.
I would not at all surprise me if there's more either against him or against the network more broadly. I mean, they really need to clean house. They need to get rid of the enablers. I would suggest they bring back the women who they drove out. I mean, that's never going to happen, but a girl can dream of justice, of true justice. Bring them back. And also let them talk, the five silenced women. Let them talk. He's out now. Let them tell their stories.
Right.
So that would
sunlight is the best disinfectant.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Because I think you're right. It is. I think it is a larger fight, and this was certainly a victory. But you know, it is amazing how almost everything you could say about Bill O'Reilly, you could say about Donald Trump, couldn't you?
Ugh, Donald Trump. You know, the best part of me being so intensely in this fight the last 3 weeks is I didn't think about Donald Trump all that much. And then after last week when we won, and I sort of came back to the real world, I'm he's still the president? Are you kidding?
Exactly.
You know, it's so nice to forget about it for a few minutes.
I know.
Isn't it?
Well, I just, as I say, I'm so proud of you. And I have to say, you know, it's so funny. I was coming back from Sexy Liberal. I watched you, of course, on Joy Reid. I was reading Malcolm Nance's book again on the plane. And I was thinking back to that first resistance dinner party with the Reiners and you and Malcolm Nance Frangela and Moby. And I just think, like, so many of you have played such an amazing role in your own ways in this resistance, and this incredibly, I think, moral and fierce resistance, you know, particularly that we have, I think, out here in California, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're just getting started. I've been fighting this fight for a long time. I'm fighting it every day. You know, women, people of color, LGBT rights, there's a lot of us fighting this fight. And, you know, a lot of the work I do is just for regular people, not against celebrities. It doesn't get a lot of publicity. This one was different because it was so high profile and everybody could see what I was doing on behalf of my clients. But, you know, everybody who's willing to stand up and say no deserves a fierce advocate at their side. I can't represent everyone, but people should at least try.
Yeah.
There's so many people out there who are afraid, they're scared. But my clients who walked through the fire on this one, they were equally scared. But, you know, Wendy Walsh has emerged as a goddess. She's so brave and strong now.
Yeah.
My client, Perkita, who was so scared, you know, she's just feeling great. She sent me an email about how she feels so liberated now.
Yeah.
And everything that I said about how she's going to feel so good has come to pass.
Yep.
So everybody,
it's empowering. You're just empowering so many women and so many people, I think.
That's the best part, honestly. Even better than bringing Don O'Reilly was watching my clients going from fear to triumph
but
feeling so good about themselves in the process.
You said it too, Lisa. It's not just being smart. It's, you know, about, you know, legal, but it's also media. I loved your tweet. You said, you know, dear Murdochs, my phone's ringing off the hook. There's more to come. I'm not quitting until he's gone. And I'm, by the way, I'm representing them all for free. Love, Lisa Bloom.
Yeah, that was about a week and a half ago, and I got a huge, my most retweeted tweet ever, because I wanted them to know this is not going away. We
right.
are not giving up. I'm going to represent them all for free. You
yep.
know, you may as well surrender now, and ultimately
right.
that's what they did.
Yep, yep. I can't say it enough. We're changing this jingle to Lisa Bloom. Lisa Bloom runs the world.
I love you, Stephanie.
I love you too, baby. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
There she goes, Lisa Bloom. I'm fine. I'll be fine. Nobody help me. Nobody touch me. It's fine. I don't care if she married a man. It's fine.